In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, today we see in the Gospel the struggle of that man who had been waiting for his healing for 38 years. For 38 years he had been there, hoping in God, hoping to receive his healing by touching the living waters of that pool. I think that today we are called to meditate upon the perseverance of that man. Remember, it was not 9 days, nor 9 months, 1 year, 3 years, or 10 years. No, but 38 years of prayer. 38 years without giving up the hope that God would finally look upon him. And his hope was not in vain. After waiting, he did receive the grace he had longed for. And what we all needed to learn this lesson on perseverance, my brethren. Because our mentality today is so contrary to this virtue. We are used to emails, text messages, things that come and go very quickly. And we want things fast, right now. But the problem is that we don't know to wait anymore. And we bring this mentality before our Lord. We pray and we want to receive the next day, as if the graces from God were delivered, just like an Amazon package. We get impatient, discouraged, after only 1, 2, or 3 days of prayer, and we want to give up. And sometimes we even wonder, where is God? Because we have been praying for 1 week. It's sad to see that we are also children of our times in this regard. That man in the gospel waited for 38 years to receive his healing, to receive the grace he had been waiting for. I'm not saying that it will take that long for you to receive what you may be asking God. But what I'm saying is that we have to persevere in knocking at the doors of the heart of God. We have to persevere as long as it takes to receive graces for us, graces for our loved ones. We cannot give up. If that man had given up, he would not have received his healing. If Saint Monica had given up praying for her son Augustine, she would not have obtained from God the grace of his conversion. You see, we cannot give up, but we have to persevere in our prayers. God knows when is the best time for him to act. But on our side, we should keep praying. And when God sees it fit, he will come to meet us and give us what we need, just like he did with that man in the gospel. That man was not healed by the waters of that pool, but by the living waters of the Holy Spirit that dwelt in our Lord. So we have to persevere without losing hope, knowing that God is not deaf to our prayers. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.